Welcome to the Ask Drone You podcast, where it's all about answering your drone questions today so you can fly better, safer, and even get paid tomorrow. And now, your hosts. One is a man of few hairs, and the other likes to be called Batman. Rob Burdick and Paul Lincoln.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You.
Awesome indeed, Paul. That's the hope anyways. Thank you, everybody. You are with us for episode number 130.
Definitely. And you know what? I just got to say, it's another great day of flying. Was out this morning on a Bell 206 long-range helicopter practicing my flying skills.
Don't hear that every day.
No. And we're going to tell you guys exactly why we're doing that, and we're going to tell you guys a whole lot more. We're working on so many things right now that we have up our sleeves. It's really going to help everyone out.
We are working on a lot of things, and one of these days we'll actually get them out to people. It seems like we're working on a ton that we just can't get out.
But I know.
We will. It's probably going to be a big flood of information and content that will come at some point. But all that being said, we thank you again for being with us. This is something that we do that we really, really enjoy. And the primary reason that we enjoy it is because we/mostly Paul gets to answer your questions, and you guys send some great ones. And plus, it's fun to just hang out with Paul and do this. So we have a pretty good question.
Definitely a good question.
Interesting question. And we can usually count on Kyle for those kinds of interesting questions. And here's Kyle again.
Well, you know, I got to say, he did get the hashtag right this time. So I've got to do the wraparound and give him the Inspire One filters.
Absolutely. I've already got it on the list. We're sending him out.
All right, let's hear it.
He's good to go. All right, here's Kyle, our old friend Kyle.
Hey, guys. Kyle here. Hashtag better footage with the Inspire One would be the best. All right, here's my question. If I have an old Phantom One laying around, can I take the Phantom One parts and put it in a Phantom Two shell and make it work with the H3 3D gimbal easily, or is it not worth it?
All right, Paul. Well, that's, like we said, that's an interesting question. And he's probably not the first one to think about that, kind of piecing things together. And you've done some modifications to your Phantom.
I have. You know, I have. And, you know, the Phantom One, it's a great system. It's a great setup. It's a great thing to train on. But at the same time, I would say I don't know if it's worth the trouble. Now, there's a group out of the Netherlands that specializes in just this. You can send them your Phantom One. They'll convert it to work with the Phantom 2, but you don't have that CAN-BUS support. The CAN-BUS is the type of port that you would normally use for your IOSD Mini, for, you know, the things to plug in with your video downlink on your H3 3D. There is so much that you need, and it's just not available on the Phantom 1. That's why they came out with the Phantom 2. Like I said, if you're short on money and you absolutely need to do this conversion, you can do it. There are a lot of parts that you need in order to make it work. The other question is, I'm wondering what type of parts that he would need if he's transitioning all of the Phantom 1 parts into the Phantom 2 shell, or just, like, you know, is it just his motors, just his ESCs? What about his flight controller? You know, that's the old V1 NASA system. And, you know, NASA is good, but that Phantom 1 definitely had its issues, and that's why, again, they made the Phantom 2. My recommendation would honestly be, don't waste the time. Because you really got to focus on, you know, what is your time worth? Is it worth the headache? Is it worth all the trouble? You know, there's a lot of cold solder joints on that board, too, that are going to be very, very difficult to accurately pull off and put back on and still have a decent connection. So I would say, you know, it's really, at the end of the day, not worth it.
So, and how much money are we really even talking about saving by doing something like this?
Not much at this point, because a new Phantom 2 is like $600.
Right. And so, and if you've already got the gimbal and some of the other components that you were going to use anyways, you probably can just get the baseline 2 and use some of the stuff that you already have, not speaking about the Phantom 1 parts. And the other thing is, when you do something like this, it's like a construction project. It always ends up costing you more than you think.
Absolutely.
Things come up.
Yep.
takes more time than you think.
They do.
So it's probably just not worth it.
It is not worth it at all. That's why I would say, Kyle, you know, you go always have great questions, but there's other extension factors that you really got to focus on and think about when you're doing this type of stuff.
Yeah.
And frankly, I would recommend, you know, don't do it. It's not worth it.
The only thing I would say to Kyle, because we know Kyle pretty well, and we know that he's pretty well outfitted with drones and so forth, I wonder if this is just something that he kind of wants to do for fun.
Well, if it is for a fun thing, then I would say, you know, go for it. But it's not
You're saying it's not going to be fun.
It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be reliable. Save yourself the headache. Don't do it.
I mean, fly your Inspire.
Yeah, seriously, man. But
obviously, he's trying to use a GoPro or something. But
well, yeah, and you know what? We're going to send you those Inspire 1 filters so you can get hashtag better footage. And we love helping people out, especially you, Kyle. And you know, I just have to say, for those listeners out there who are saying, "Well, why is Kyle getting so many questions in?" I think the Drone U has a bromance crush on Kyle. I don't know.
That's right.
Because we've got a lot of other questions that we could be answering, but we, you know, we like taking care of our peeps. And Kyle's been around for a long time. So don't be afraid to send in those questions, and don't be afraid to attend our free webinars every Monday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Got some good stuff going on this week. We got good stuff going on every week. Frankly, if you like learning nuances, you want to learn a little tips and tricks, increasing your value, you're not going to want to miss out. It's definitely something that you want to do. Now, if you do have a question, be sure to go to askadroneu.com and record the question. I mean, how many questions do we have right now that are emailed questions, Rob?
We have quite a few emailed questions, and maybe I shouldn't let this cat out of the bag, but we do tend to give preferential treatment to the folks who will record their questions for us. I'm just going to let y'all know that because I think you understand. It's fun, and we like hearing from people.
I think it's a podcast, and people want to hear your voice.
There's that.
or we let Brian have fun and make up an accent and really go ham with your question.
Yeah, exactly. So some of you may have emailed questions into us, and you'll hear from us asking you to please go get those recorded at askdroneu.com. That does not mean we won't answer them. We will. You've heard us read some of those. Like Paul said, Brian will do that for us. But we definitely prefer to hear from you guys.
Definitely. And guys, if you love our podcast, if you got good questions and you just enjoy listening to us, give us a review. Let us know what you think. If you think we could do it better, well, hey, we like to change. We're active listeners. We're always about learning ourselves. So we would love to hear a review, and we would love if you subscribe to our podcast. Definitely interested in getting some more questions out. There's a lot of 333 questions coming at us right now, and we're going to try and attack that all in one long podcast for you and really kind of produce a nice little piece. So stay tuned, and guys, thanks again for listening. We really appreciate it. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone U podcast. Submit your questions at www.askdroneu.com.